Our next article is called New Ways to Proclaim the Gospel: Technology Makes Ministry More Accessible. It's written by Wendy Healy, a freelance writer, a member of Trinity Lutheran Church in Brewster, New York. Live from Omaha, Nebraska, it's Sunday worship from County Memorial Lutheran Church. Since 1962, this congregation has broadcast its Sunday service on cable television. Just go into any nursing home on a Sunday morning, and you'll see our show on the TVs, said Olaf Roensdahl, who has served as pastor of County for 2 years. He thinks the ministry started because a TV station was conveniently located next door to the church. Back in the day, it was a simple operation in comparison to now. The broadcast ministry is still strong 58 years later. In addition to being televised, the service is now also streamed on the congregation's website. Roensdahl said at least 7 church volunteers are needed to fully staff the broadcast, with 4 people shooting digital video, 2 on computer controls, and 1 person managing the soundboard. The $175 per week budget for the TV ministry is paid through the church's endowment. County's building, despite being more than 165 years old, has been fully connected with Wi-Fi devices so that, in addition to messages being shared outside the congregation, presentations can also be done throughout the building. Not all congregations can have a TV program, but many have technology ministries, whether they have purchased equipment and fully wired the church, project the hymns on big screens, or post simple videos to Facebook page. David Chavez, music and worship minister at Abiding Presence in Burke, Virginia, said congregations are meeting members' needs today by offering more technology during worship. Technology can also solve accessibility needs for people who are sight or hearing impaired, he said. In addition to his ministry work, Chavez oversees a technology team of volunteers who run the sound system, the video recording, and the projection of the liturgy and hymns during the services. The congregation also has a live video feed in the narthex for people who need to step out of the sanctuary with their children during the worship. In order to preach and teach the word today, we need technology, he said. People are used to going to a conference or a speech and actually be able to see and hear presentations. I feel it's our job to know what people want, and technology is how stories get told today. Chavez added that Abiding Presence is incorporating the technology that's popular today. We try to think about it intentionally. It's not like we got a new toy and we're going to use it. It's intentional. Troy Justison, Director of Technology and Coordinator of Non-Traditional Worship at Desert Hills Lutheran Church in Green Valley, Arizona, agreed. We're constantly looking at what technologies are being utilized today and trying to keep it in perspective, he said. We consider what the community needs, what the ELCA is doing, how seminaries are delivering messages, and then see what we'd like to adopt. With technology, we take a long-term view. We consider the cost and see if it's beneficial. The congregation streams its services on the web, and Justison said all the technology used during the worship is integrated, adding that our AV and IT, that's audiovisual and information technology, has converged over the years. Instead of weekly bulletins, Desert Hills Worship Support Team creates presentations that are projected onto big screens. Images are magnified, and footage of the pastor and worship leaders are also projected. Justison said this is important in the large sanctuary. We can project the sound and video into our fellowship hall, too, he said. We also record and post the sermons every Sunday on the web and have it all linked through Facebook and social media. At Kunze, Roensdahl said incorporating different technology has made a difference. I've learned that many, many people benefit from this, he said. The biggest surprise was the impact our TV show has made. For those who physically can't come to church, it's a godsend. For starting technology ministry, here are some tips. Council Memorial said, find out the cost, it can be expensive, and you want to be prepared for it. Look for what you can afford. It can be accomplished, and it's not the scary enterprise you might think. And do it if necessary, but don't duplicate. If another local congregation is doing a TV ministry, then don't do it yourself. Abiding Presence advice is technology should enable ministry, not the other way around. Ask what you need to fulfill your mission more effectively, and maintain a focus on enabling people to see and hear and understand the Word. Technology should be part of a comprehensive long-term plan with the assistance of an installation by professionals. Find a firm or individual with experience in the kind of technology you need, preferably someone who understands your congregation size, worship style, and budget. And technology should be overseen by staff and run by dedicated members. Dedicated laity are the lifeblood of tech ministry, but like any essential team, congregational staff support and leadership are indispensable for continuity and planning. Desert Hills says, evaluate the congregation's needs. Are amplification and microphones needed? Visual capability too? What about lighting? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. What's your goal? Will this enhance your ministry? Technology can help with outreach, for example. A Christmas concert can be streamed and shared with the community. It's important that technology not get in the way of worship. Equipment can be distracting if not used discreetly. And budget depends on your location and what you want to do. It's possible to do low cost, but not low tech. Determine your budget first. The larger the church, the more technology you may need. Bigger sanctuaries may require projecting visuals and sound so people in the back can see and hear.